This is the 22nd of November 1995, and I'm Valentina Bold. I'm about to interview Nancy Carrington and Nancy Prudhoe of South Harrow, Middlesex, about their memories of cinema going in the 1930s. This will be the third interview with Mrs. Carrington and the second with Mrs. Prudhoe. Because I was interested there when you said it was very romantic.
Yes. That was lovely. Mm. And the films were so romantic, you know. I remember, what was it now? I saw the, what was that film now? The Bohemian Girl. Oh. And that was at the Cozy Cinema on the Hill. The niece that rang me up just now, she gave it the name, the Cozy, and she won 5 shillings in the old money.
Oh, was that her?
That was Babs, yes.
Oh, lovely.
Yes, she won that. Mm. And we used to have a little bus, and we used to get on that. We used to go all round Harrow, right up on the hill, and, you know, take us to the cinema, and then we'd come out and we'd get on the bus and come all the way down. And it used to stop all round here, more or less outside your house, you know. Mm. And because it was a long time before buses came in South Harrow, you know. Used to be, you know where the old station is now?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, now.
Yeah.
Well, it used to be at round the back in the South Hill Avenue. Used to be up there.
I see. Yeah.
And I used to sell roses there from the garden to the Sunday school children from London. I used to think they were wonderful, you know. We used to grow them and make them up cheap for them, you know. And then the first bus that came, the real bus, was 2 pence. 2 pence in the old money. Mm. And that used to take you right to Harrow. But we used to have to walk before anything came.
Because I was interested before when you were telling me about how it was...
Yes, there were 2 men, drivers. Yeah. And they knew, I mean, this was just a rough track coming down here, you know, buttercups and daisies, fields, you know, and beautiful. And they started a little taxi service, you know, then they got a little bus thing, and just for 2 pence. We used to go all the way round and all the way up on the hill, the cinema for 2 pence.
Mm.
Used to be lovely. Mm. But otherwise we thought nothing of walking.
Mm.
Mm. I used to go to the Speedway, very fond of Speedway, and I'd walk home from the Harrow station right home to South Harrow, and I'd got home about 10 to 1 in the morning. There was nothing to worry about in those days. No. Mm. Nasty people about, you know. We'd come from a dance and that type of thing. And it was so lovely, so romantic. Mm.
Because that was one thing I wanted to ask you. You mentioned a lot of different films and stars. Were there particular qualities that appealed to you in films? Was it the romance or...?
Yes, I should say.
Yeah.
I should say, because we had romantic days in my time. It was really all lovely stuff, you know, really romantic. Mm. Really. I mean, you'd never let a boy kiss you the first time. No way. You'd give him a clout if he did. And I remember I went to, it was the Harrow Coliseum picture place, you know, and we went to see Ramona. Oh, that was beautiful. I think that was B.B. Daniels and Ben Lyon. And it was really romantic, really lovely. And then we'd walk all the way over the hill at the back by the cenotaph all the way home, you know, really lovely. So, and where else was it? The Odeon at South Harrow. I saw Gracie Fields and Sing As We Go there. And a friend of mine was an usherette, so we used to get good seats.
Ah, I see.
And saw Sing As We Go. And we used to have a stage show with Ralph Reeder, the Scouts on the stage, you know. And the Dominion in Harrow used to have a band in the interval.
Ah, I see.
You know, they play... I always remember that because I was carrying my first daughter, the one up here. And we used to go to the cinema quite often, you know, a couple of times or so a week, maybe three if we were lucky. And now they all seem to be... Oh, there's one at the Granada still there, but not the Granada, it's the Green Hill now.
Yeah.
There's three cinemas there.
Yeah.
I haven't been for years. I think it's about £4 now.
Oh, it must be, yeah.
We used to pay a shilling.
Yeah.
Or sixpence. Six pennies, you know. Yeah. And take jam jars, if we hadn't got that, you know. And then we used to have an orange in the interval. And then used to be silent films. And at the Coliseum, I always remember, I went with my mother and we saw Mary Pickford in the, it was called The Sparrows, and it was an orphanage, all these little children. And I remember, you know, she had beautiful curls, right, natural, right down here. And they were climbing a tree and they were going over a bog. And one little girl, she dropped her doll and it sank in all this horrible stuff. And, you know, we were all so tense. But they got away with it, you know. And Charlie Chaplin, I went to see him, every film he made, I suppose, when I was a little girl. I remember in Croydon, I went to see my uncle and aunt, and we saw The Kid, Jackie Coogan, I think it was. Yes, he was great. Laurel and Hardy, you know, and we were only talking about those people the other day, you know. And I could really laugh at those. But there's not many I can laugh at now.
Because I was going to ask you, how did you feel when you were going to the cinema as a child?
Yes.
When you were seeing these, how did it make you feel?
Oh, it was great to go to the cinema. I think, no, we paid three one p's, like, you know, at first. And then it gradually went up, you know.
I see, yeah.
But a shilling, that would be 5p, isn't it?
Yeah.
Shilling.
Yeah.
I think so.
How did you feel when you were at the cinema? How did it make you feel? Were you...
Great. We thought we were there, actually, on the film.
Really?
And then, because it was silent films, but there used to be a lady playing the piano, and when the guns were going, she'd play rapid, you know, and everybody was excited. You'd stand up, you know, and cheer. And then when it was soft, you know, or romantic, and then she'd play very slowly, you know. And we often talk about those days.
Mm.
They were really, really lovely. Our childhood days were lovely. Mm. I really feel sorry for the children of today, because, I mean, we used to have hoops and sticks, tops and whips, and we'd colour the tops and we'd spin them around, and then we'd hit them, and all the colours used to go round, you know. And then we used to have 5 stones and hopscotch, and any old bike we could get hold of to try and get, you know, learn. And, you know, we made our own. And we, of course, in those days, we could go in the park all day, whereas children can't do it now.
Mm.
You know, it's such a shame. You know, I mean, now a child wants a computer worth no end of... Yep, I had a penny a week, 1p. And I had to work for that money, do dusting, and they were hard places to do in those days. We had the old kitchen range. You used to have to black lead and clean the fire irons and all that, you know. It was really hard, no hoovers in those days, you know what I mean?
Mm.
And we really had to, and yet, that was a lot of money to me, a penny. It was wonderful. now they say it's nothing for a child to go to a shop with £5. The parents go to work and they just give them £5 to get rid of them, sort of thing. Terrible. Any more questions?
Well, while you were saying that, it sounds like the sort of values you were brought up with were quite different to children today.
Oh.
And
we had to behave. We would never say anything to our parents. I mean, we'd never argue. I had a Victorian mother, and she just looked, and you wouldn't dare answer her back, not even my brother when he was married. Therefore, we respected our teachers. We loved our teachers, and we were ashamed when we did anything wrong, because it was terrible. You know, we really respected them. And I know I loved my teacher when I was in the sixth form, but right from when I was 5 years old, you know, we had such lovely things, you know. Used to have a Christmas tree, Christmas time, and we'd all take a thing that Woolworths was nothing over sixpence, and we'd take a present. And of course, naturally, we wouldn't get our own present. You know, it was great. No central heating then. We had one big fire in the classroom, coal fire. And of course, if you were lucky, you could sit near it. But otherwise, you were freezing the other side of the room. You know, but really wonderful. When I go back on my days of being young, it was so lovely.
Did you think that the do you think the films you watched affected you in any way?
Are they what?
Did the films that you saw affect you, or do you think you learnt things from the films you saw, or?
What, like them better, you mean? Do you?
Well, I wondered if seeing films influenced the way you were, or if you learnt anything from watching films or going to cinema.
We'd go and see a special one. We wouldn't just go and see anything. We'd have to like the film, you know. But it used to be so exciting. Cowboys and Indians, and then we liked the romance. I never forget the Bohemian Girl. I expect you've heard the music from that. I dreamt that I dwelt in great castle halls, wasn't it? And I've never forgotten. I was 14, I think, when I went to see that. And that was the old Cozy on the Hill. And we used to watch out, you know, the Blue Lagoon was another one. And then there was Fay Wray and Esther Williams, the swimmer. And of course it wasn't coloured in those days. It was black and white. But it was our time and we never took any notice, you know. And I remember I went to see my first coloured film. I can't remember where I saw it, but I know I saw it in Harrow. But it was all black and white, you know, when I was a child. And yet it was lovely. And used to be the kids. There used to be a gang of them. I think Jackie Coogan. There was a boy with freckles and teeth missing in the front. And Jackie Cooper. And it was like the Violet Elizabeth films. Well, what's her name? Bonnie Langford was the original, with her ginger curls. She was the original Violet Elizabeth. I don't think much of it now.
No.
Just Williams on now, but I don't think anything of it.
Yeah.
It's not acting like they used to.
Well, that brings me to something else. Were there particular qualities about the stars in the 30s, do you think?
The stars?
Yeah, I mean, say as actors, were there, what made a good film star for you?
Well, the acting ability, I suppose. It was real. You know, now I don't go to films now, but the films on the television, they're just sex. It's sex all the time, and I just shut it off. I mean, we know it happens and all that sort of thing, but it seems such a shame, you know, that it's such a different world. It seems such a wicked world now, with all different things, you know. But of course, in those days, we were brought up very differently. I mean, you couldn't ask questions on that. You know, it was a taboo to ask questions. You know, I was a child at 13. I had dolls and my doll and pram. And if I hadn't got a doll, I'd put the kitten in the pram, dress it up with a bonnet, and our little kitten used to lay over there and go to sleep, and I'd wheel it round the park. You know, such innocence. It's such a shame that even little children, they know it all now, don't they? And to be honest, Val, my son-in-law, my daughter, have got no children in. They said they weren't going to bring children into this evil world. That was a friend of mine, she's 93, and I could not get her to hear the number that she wanted, because I told you that I have a faith healer.
Yes, you mentioned that, yes.
Because actually, to be honest, I've never got over my daughter. I've never got over it, I don't think I ever will. And she helps me, you know. And she goes to her now, help her. Mm. So she doesn't want her to come tomorrow because she's got to go to the doctors or something, rather.
Oh, I see.
And, or something, I don't know quite what. Anyway, another time I don't get any phone calls for a long time.
It's always the way, isn't it, if you've got company?
You want me to help us, Chris?
I will, actually, yes. Yeah, so very nice. Very nice, please.
Help yourself.
Thanks a lot.
Empty there. You want a little coffee?
That would be lovely, actually, yeah. Yes. I wonder if I could... Could I use your bathroom?
Yes.
I remember where it
put
is, I think.
On.
What was I going to ask? Yeah, I wondered how you felt... we've talked about how you felt when you were watching the films.
Yeah.
How did you feel afterwards? How did it make you feel?
Oh, good.
Yeah, short answer.
Oh, we were right there, you know. We used to discuss it and say, oh, what a lovely film. They were beautiful films. Romantic. Nothing nasty at all. It was just romantic, you know. What's happened to the world, I don't know.
Do you see a big difference between the films you saw? As a girl and the ones...
Life is so different altogether. Mm. It's getting a wicked world. Really a wicked world. I mean, you'd hear of the odd murder, but every day there's muggings or there's murders or whatever. Mm. Isn't there? Look at that Rosemary West.
Terrible.
I mean, she couldn't get out of it anyway, could she?
No.
It was obvious she was there. What a dreadful thing.
Awful.
I don't know, I mean, I'd frightened to go out. See, I had my chain on.
Mm.
I was expecting
of course,
you, so
yeah.
I knew it was you.
Yeah.
But I had my chain because I was robbed here, you see.
Oh, dear.
It made me very frightened of men.
Mm.
And they came, told me there were social services going to help me. And he took £40.
Oh, that's
my
awful.
My pension.
That's just awful.
And surely it was her birthday. It would have been her birthday that day.
That's terrible.
My husband had just died 11 months before that. And, you know, I thought they were good. She was looked a nice lady, very well dressed, very sympathetic, looking at my daughter's picture. And he was upstairs taking money out my purse, my bag.
Dreadful.
I didn't know for ages. I didn't. It was only through Shirley's friend ringing me from London to see how I was. It was a coincidence that she rang me. Because I was like a mother to her, you know, when she was young. And I said, I've been robbed. She said, have you told the police? And I said, well, no. I said, you've got to catch them. But that was a long time after. That was about 2 hours or more before I realised I'd been conned. I was the fourth one.
Mm.
It was in the paper. They never gave my name, they gave my age and where I lived. And of course, people put two and two together, they knew it was me.
Yeah, how awful.
Horrible.
Yeah.
He never spoke a word to me. I can see their faces now. Great big strapping man. And had I gone upstairs, he could have killed me.
Yeah, you were lucky, actually. Mm. You were lucky, yeah.
Lucky?
Yeah. Oh, how terrible.
Mm.
That's awful.
I got so frightened now I don't go in a taxi with a man on my own.
Yeah.
I'm having a lady to pick me up.
Yeah.
You know, although they're a family affair there.
Yeah.
But there's been three rapes in London in a taxi.
Oh.
Terrible. Got the taxi, the girl missed the last bus. And this fellow came along with a black taxi and she looked inside and there was the meter. All about borders, she thought. And he raped her. There was about three of them recently.
You'd think you were completely safe in a taxi too.
Hmm?
You would think that was the one place you were safe in
yes,
a taxi.
Black taxi.
Yeah.
So now I'm frightened.
Oh, it's terrible.
I used to go and meet my daughter at the airport when she used to come from Canada and take her back. Always a man, you know, never thought anything.
That's awful.
Is that the phone again?
It is.
Oh, no.
Talking about the sort of different values in the films in the 30s and the films today.
Yes, we come out and feel real good, you know. We've seen a jolly good film. And The Blue Lagoon was beautiful. And I did see it again not so many years ago. I think it was on the television.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yes. And, of course, now a lot of the old ones have died, haven't they? There was... Who was that one who used to talk a lot? Katharine Hepburn.
Mm.
I saw her in The Ocean Queen. With Humphrey Bogart.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, that was fabulous. I've seen that about three times. And, I mean, they were films in those days that you wouldn't mind seeing a few times.
Yeah.
There was one that I really loved on television, and that was Upstairs, Downstairs. And a lot of us old ones would like to see that again because it was true to life.
Mm.
It was real Upstairs, Downstairs. You know, the Mrs. Bridges, the housekeeper, and there was a butler and, you know, all the under-housemaid and whatever.
Is that something that's important to you, that you can sort of believe what you're seeing?
Yes, because it's real, it's true to life. Mm-hmm. You don't know where you are with the films of today. They jump. You're watching something and you think you've seen something and it's a commercial. It used to have a star come to the front to tell you that the commercials are on. Now it's all jumbled up together. You know, it's oh, I just don't like the things of today at all. I really don't, and not many of us do.
Mm.
We hardly ever put television on, only Coronation Street and things like that, you know. But when we put a good book like Barbara Cartland, now she writes beautiful romances, and I read all her books, as many as I can. Mm. And Victoria Holt and Catherine Cookson, all those sort of things. Mm. And they show the films from the book.
Mm.
And that's really good.
Mm.
It's really worth watching, you know.
Is the story something that's important to you as well?
Pardon?
Is the story when you're watching a film. Is that important?
Yes, it's so true to life. You know, you see the poor family and... but upstairs, downstairs was absolutely fabulous. They did show it down to where the Titanic went down. You heard of the Titanic. I was a year old when that was on, and we had the record of it. And what was her name? Blakeney or something in it. And she went down with the ship. And then they stopped doing the other part of it. Mm. And we used to love it. You know, things like that, like Peyton Place was good. Mm. And The Fugitive. Those are the type of things, you know. We like to, now as older ones, like to sit down and have a really romantic story. True to life. Mind you, I like the whodunit ones as well. Mm. You know, I like to... I like Agatha Christie. And... what's that man that's on now? He's coming back on tonight, I think.
Oh.
What was his name? Beginning with TH.
Oh. No, it's gone. It's gone.
No, I can't think. I can see his face.
Yeah.
Morse.
Yes, that's it.
Morse.
Yeah. I was going to say that before, actually.
Yes,
and
I
then
think
you
he's
said
on tonight. Anyway, he was good. Taggart was pretty good. Mm. They're doing the film again, but of course he's dead. Yeah. And it's not...
Yeah.
I don't like it now. He used to be really good, you know. And he used to be really, really thrilling, you know. Mm. And... how he used to get them. It's clever the way they do that. I like those sort of films. And there was one called The Ten Little Nigger Boys. And there was this big house by the sea, and you see one murdered after another until there was only one left.
Mm.
You know. Mm. And that was good. I forget who the author of that was. And but something interesting, you know. But I hate all these other things.
Mm. Did you used to like the Sherlock Holmes ones with Basil Rathbone and
Sherlock
Nigel
Holmes.
Briggs?
The old Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
Not the new ones.
No.
The first one. Yes, Basil Rathbone. And who was Dr. Watson?
Nigel Bruce.
That's it. That's... they were really good.
Mm.
You know, really good. I loved that. And most of us, we talk about it at the club, we talk about the old films, because most of us are elderly. Our youngest one is 66. She's a baby of the table. We've got 191, still sprightly. And the one next door, she's 87. We've got another one, 82. And I'm nearly 85. You know, we're all elderly, but we talk about the old days.
Mm.
We're always talking, reminiscing. Mm. The same when I go down to my friend Nancy, you know. It's all we talk about is the old films and the old days.
That's interesting.
Lovely life. We never had much money, you know, just working class. But we enjoyed life. And we led a good life, too. I mean, for instance, can you see a child now saying grace before they had a meal? I wasn't allowed to leave the table. I'd say, for what we are about to receive, may the Lord make us truly thankful. And then, thank you God for my good dinner or whatever, please may I leave the table. Never allowed to get down. And I think the children of today would be much better if the parents were more strict. But they're allowed to do as they like now, a lot of them. They answer back. I don't say all of them, there's good and bad in everybody. And I mean, I've seen little boys on the bus, and